right, welcome back to Coffee with a Kick. I am in studio.
I feel like I should make a noise when you say coffee with a kick, like pah or something.
Pah?
Like
that. Okay, yeah, maybe.
Maybe later.
But we are here today with, I guess you could call it a special episode.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a two-parter.
We are going in here with our mugs in hand, coffee steaming, piping hot. Piping hot, straight out the Keurig.
Straight out of it. We're working on weaning off the Keurig into some better coffee. Sorry,
true.
Keurig.
Since he's in studio, he's stuck with what I have available, and all I've got right now is Sumatra K-Cups.
Sumatra K-Cups,
that's all I've got. He likes his coffee weaker than I do, so he's, you know, got a bit of a better face going on.
It's not weaker. It's just not as strong as yours. You have to be, a better way of putting it. But today, we are ranking the World Cup kits. Most of them, except for, I think, Tunisia. We found last year's kit. They may be using this.
Yeah.
But we're ranking groups A through D today. And Monday's episode will be the second part of this, when we're going E through H. So we're going to go through the countries, the kits, give our honest opinions. We did a little bit of talking beforehand, and
I tried to keep it to a minimum, but some of these are just jumping off the page.
Should we just go ahead and get into it?
Not necessarily in a good way.
Should we just go ahead and get into it?
Absolutely.
Group A, start with Qatar.
The host country, Qatar.
Qatar. We're ranking both kits together. It's kind of a cumulative score. It's kind of what we're doing. So
I don't have a lot of pictures for Qatar. They did not have many. They are a Nike kit, which, I mean, they've got plenty of money. They could pay for Nike.
Yeah.
One thing I'll say off the bat, all of the Nike kits use the same cut, and I already don't like the cut. The USMNT, we've broken down previously, and it's all this same, has a strange ovular pattern on the front, on the back particularly, but also on the front, which I think plays into what, you know, you're talking about, how it looks like a football uniform.
Yeah.
American football uniform for the USMNT, and kind of a lot of them play them. Luckily for the Qatar, it's not as apparent.
Well, they almost look like the away kit is white or the home kit is white. Can't tell. The white kit with gold?
Cream gold. It's got an interesting banner pattern. It almost looks like...
It looks dirty. It almost looks like dirt.
It is cream colored. So it's normally you're looking for white. So it does already look... And I think they might be going for kind of for that sandy color because it is Qatar. And when I looked at it initially, I was like, okay, this looks like a nice tile floor that has sand blown across it, which is like me probably reading way too much into it.
Yeah, you're probably giving them too much credit here.
I don't think it's bad. Their red kit is their flag. I mean,
it's the flag on the sleeves.
You can see the flag on the sleeves. It's decent.
It's
it's really going into the grading here. It's probably not going to be.
I mean, I think C tier is it's
C
fine.
C tier is where I was going. It's fine.
It's a fine kit.
A fine kit.
All right, moving on to the next kit. It is Ecuador. I don't know why I said it like that, but it's Ecuador. I mean,
it's a marathon kit, which is the first of those.
Blue kit, it's not bad.
And there's actually some fun stuff that they did with icons. Ecuador being on the equator, they have
000
because it's cool. And their crest that they use in, I believe it's they have a third kit, which is unusual. They have a yellow third kit, which has that nice Ecuador badge with a lot of, I don't know, some sort of
floral
native art.
Yeah, okay,
something like that. But the blues, I like.
The blue kit kind of saves them, doesn't it?
It really does, because the white's fine. I think it's got... They're doing a lot with... I don't know if this will play out in the actual kits, but a lot of, like, the stitching.
Mm-hmm.
It's very defined on their kit.
See, Marathon, it seems like they're doing what they normally do with two of the three. Just kind of play it, you know, easy. Don't do too much. I mean, it's a very bright yellow.
It's a good yellow.
But... The blue, man, the blue kit.
The blue kind of kicks.
I would say these go in D, but the blue pushes it up.
I was gonna say overall B, because I don't think the whites and yellows deserve D tier. I think they're just as fine as the Qatar.
You know what? I'll go with that. I think they're a B tier group of kits. It's a good shout.
It's a compromise. It's a good compromise.
Yeah, we can compromise on this pod. Good. Using the blue kit to show it off. That's perfect.
Wow.
For those listening just on the pod, we are putting out a YouTube video showing, well, it'll be the pod, but we're showing where we're ranking. So we'll go over it all, but in the YouTube video, you get to see exactly where we're ranking. So we'll move on to Senegal.
The
third team.
Wow.
In Group A, first African nation in so far. And let's see what they're working with. You know,
they're Puma kits. They've got a collar, and here's where
it does say Sin right there.
Yeah, we were talking earlier that the Puma kits this year have cool badging around the numbers.
Yeah,
but if you're cheap,
like
us, and you're just buying like the general kit, it kind of leaves something to be desired because you're like, yeah, well, there should be a number,
just a blank spot for the number.
Which I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how much this will show in the actual kit itself when you get it. But it does currently give the initials SEN ghosted sort of in the stitching within there. These are definition of mid. I think that the colors on the home kit or the white kit.
Yeah.
Feel. I don't know. I can't tell if they feel faded or if it feels like oversaturated.
Yeah, it's kind of giving off a weird look. I mean, I like the design. I think it's subtle, but it's bright enough to kind of show
it
what they're
about.
It almost
looks too much like a candy shop for me.
Mm, yeah.
It's like Airheads ribbons.
Ooh. Ooh. Which are great, by the way. But the green kit, I think it looks...
It looks good with
the number, but like if you don't get a number, it's like... Eh.
It is missing.
I like the idea, I like the concept Puma's going for here. Is it that good now? I'm going C tier.
Yeah,
what do you think?
C-tier. It's truly, again, it's mid.
It is as mid as it gets.
As mid as it can get.
And that may be us being nice.
I don't think there's anything truly objectionable about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not gross. It's fine. It's fine.
I'm wondering where you and I will talk on this. The Netherlands.
The Netherlands. I have things to say here. They have the orange. This looks like the pillow at your grandmother's house that you move the fabric one way and it's one color,
and you
move it back and it's another. It's like suede or felt.
It doesn't look good.
It looks like a wrinkly shirt. Like someone took a picture of a shirt on the floor and like, that's the color.
It's art. It's art right there. But the thing that kills it too is the shorts. Are just regular orange shorts.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even have the same pattern.
They don't have it. The badge is cool.
I mean, they always have a cool badge.
They always have a cool badge. Now, the blue kits, I think, help them not be down in the worst tiers.
Yeah.
Because I think these are solid. They went with more of a scarlet color for the badge and accents, which is interesting.
I kind of like the away kit, the blue kit.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It works. I think that works. Way better than the home kit.
The home kit.
This is really like
a
balance.
It's like an gold? Like it's... ugh.
They're supposed to be like that strong, you know, Holland orange. You know. You know the color,
guys.
Yeah,
this is a miss.
Van Persie. Come on. You know what I'm talking about.
You know what it looks... It looks like the famous kit that everyone looks for. I think it's the 88 Holland kit that's Adidas. Kind of looks like this, but it's not... done well here. It's just...
It almost looks like when people wear tuxedo t-shirts or something, or wear, like, ab t-shirts. Because it looks like there's a pattern of a shirt that you're trying to emulate on it.
it's a pattern of a pattern on a shirt. Yeah. And it's like, no.
So it's really a balancing act here between the two kits, but...
I think I'm giving them a D.
Man,
the home kit's bad.
Listen, you gave me a C on Senegal.
Yeah.
I'll give you a D on
Netherlands.
It's
bad.
It's really, if its blue kit wasn't as good, it might get F.
It may get F. The home kit itself is an F.
Yeah,
for me.
If these were solos, but, you know, we only have so much time in the day. That wraps up Group A. Really, a truly middling group.
Yeah.
It's the easiest group to be in. And also not the best to watch.
No, not at all. So we'll kick off Group B with England.
The USMNT's own.
Yeah, well, the group. But going into England, the home kit.
It's fine.
I mean,
so many
feel like they could have done more here, but in my opinion, it almost the home kit almost comes across as a training kit.
It does. The design. It, you know, it really does. And it doesn't scream England.
No.
Either. Doesn't scream England.
I think of England for some reason. I think of the old Umbro kits. The white Umbro where it was...
Yeah.
It felt like England.
For those who can't see, it's mostly a white kit with a Nike is very prominent with the badges in this this series. With both the skirting around the edge of the sleeves and on the chest itself. But it has a strange, like, ombre fade from dark blue to sky blue to, you know, it's very...
Kind of fades into white.
Yeah, and I guess they're... Oh, that's their one star for winning. The blue shorts, those actually look like some Under Armour shorts I purchased from Dick's Sporting Goods, like, 7 years ago.
Yeah, they... I mean, I see what they're doing, but I mean, with this kind of kit, just go white shorts. Just go all white.
Yeah, it's good. Now, here's one
thing. Xander and I disagree here. I like the red kit. I like it.
It's striking. It is very much striking. As the white is rather forgettable and training suit-esque. And who's this player that we're looking at here?
It's Jack Grealish.
Jack Grealish. His legs are so hairy, it's gross. Look at those.
Oh, come on.
He's got...
He's a handsome man.
He's fine.
Would I say that if he was not on City? Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
But he's a handsome man.
But they go all red, like scarlet red. These are screaming red.
Very striking red.
Yeah, and the badge.
The only thing I don't like is the badge.
The light blue badge, I think, clashes too much.
Yeah.
I think if they had inverted the dark blue with the light blue, it might work better. Because I've got this navy on the sleeves.
Yeah.
If they'd done that for the badge and inverted the shading, it might work better.
To me, it looks like almost PSG red shirt, almost.
Yeah.
But you swap out the England badge. I like it. I've been known to like out there shirts. Do I think it pushes them higher than a C? No.
No.
Overall, it's a C. It's very eh.
It's getting crowded there at C tier. But listen, C is passing, right? C's get degrees, as the people say.
C's get degrees. Thankfully, Lipscomb has helped me out. Shout out Lipscomb, but not really. Let's go to Iran.
Iran. Now, these I did not have a lot of pictures of.
So, I don't know who the sponsor is. Kind of looks like a signature.
Yeah, it's an M. I'm not sure. They're the same. The most interesting thing from the Iran kits is the goalkeeper uniforms.
Oh, yeah?
I only have one picture piece of the home. They look like Mexico jerseys. Actually, you know what it looks like? Aquafresh toothpaste.
Ooh.
It looks like smear of
these. These look like the ones you go to, like, a Ross Dress for Less. Uh-huh. And, like...
It's like an off-brand Mexico kit.
You're like, ooh, a Mexico kit. And it's like off-brand.
You're like, well, I mean...
That's what this is. And they slap Iran on it.
I mean, it's the red, white, and green of Italy as well.
Yeah, that looks
red,
like a...
I mean, they're fine. The problem
they're
is
They're the
that
same. They're just in burden.
They're the same. Just a little bit different.
Like the red and the white swap.
Yeah.
Basically,
it's not good. But
Holy smokes.
They've got some cool goalkeeper kits. They have a bunch of them. And I don't know why.
Their goalkeeper... Apparently,
the gold goalkeeper kits are actually pretty cool.
You like those?
I think it's simple. I think it's nice. It's better than what else they're putting out.
That's fair. I'm gonna say it D tier for me.
Yeah, I agree.
D. I mean, because I think the keeper kits
can't add,
save
them
from F.
Like, this almost looks like a Jasmine costume from.
It looks
from
like the bottom of a. Nice pool. Like that, it looks like the bottom of a nice pool.
Yeah, or like a
the
coin fountain in an upscale mall.
You think that's where the designer of this
I'm
walking
sure,
through the mall
yes,
like
in
man.
A, yes, in Iran. All the malls in Iran, they're like, yeah, that's what it is. Like, and the pink kind of kills it.
Those just look like biker shorts. The goalkeeper shorts for that.
Well, I...
Just like a biker shorts.
It's not good. So, Iran...
D.
Iran, D tier.
D tier. Almost F. Almost. Now we're moving on to Wales.
Well, because we have art... We'll go ahead and put in here the United States. Because we broke them down in a video that
Trash.
You can see here up in the corner.
Put them in F.
Really F?
Yeah, terrible. You think either of the kits deserve a D.
I think you could put... That's fair. The blues definitely deserve F. They're terrible. Yes. The whites would be D for me.
Swing and a miss.
Would, F. I think the whites would be D for me, but you're right. The blues are just, as I explained in the video, they're really terrible. Just...
Like, how is there not a bigger outcry from more people going?
Well,
on
the side I got this from, these are the worst rated.
Yes, they're kids terrible
in our history. I mean, they're right up there with the Denim. At least the Denim had like an idea behind them. You know,
it wasn't a good idea.
It wasn't a good idea.
It was an idea.
It looked weird. It was bad, but like it was out there at least. Anyway, we don't need to rehash that.
We've suffered enough.
We're moving on to Wales. We're moving on to Wales.
Said no one.
Wales, yeah. It's true. You know, the socks, I like the socks.
The socks that are just the crest.
That are just the crest. They make it look like he's a schoolboy. Like he's going off to preparatory school. Although I don't know how to do a Welsh accent, so as close as I can get is English.
Ooh.
Now the whites.
I like them.
The whites save this
one. The subtlety of it.
Now, look, they've got an underarm stripe that carries that pattern around. They've got this.
B.
Okay,
straight into B. The away kit. The white
it's
kit.
It's pretty nice. Like, I hope we don't play them when they're sporting these kits, because I'll be nervous. If we're in the blues and they're in the whites.
Oof. I'm nervous no matter what we wear, because
It's the United States
men's national team. So, B. Put these Welsh kits in B. Unless you have a differing opinion.
I'll do B. I think the white ones do save it. The reds are totally unobjectionable. They're just like...
Yeah, Adidas said, does this red work? And they went, sure.
I mean, it is red.
And that's what it is.
Moving on. That wraps up Group B.
Group B. Terrible group.
Yeah. Really
terrible.
Filling out the bottom of this bracket. Let's see if we can get anybody up in the A tier, huh? Moving on to Group C.
They have to work hard.
Argentina. Argentina, the Lionel Messi's.
Fun fact about me. Argentina was the first national team I cheered for because my dad was a missionary there for a little while when I was younger, and he brought back kits for me and my brother.
That's cool.
So we
I
used to cheer for them, so I love Argentina.
I mean, starting off, it's the classic Argentina.
It's a
good looking kit.
This year, I like that Adidas was like, you know how many stripes we're doing?
The racing stripes.
We're doing three stripes on the front.
Give me some racing stripes.
I like
it. It's good.
That's a good kit.
It's a great start.
However.
And it's got the nice texturing. This badge here at the back of the neck. That's cool.
It's nice. It's quality.
And there's Lionel Messi. However.
I don't know. Swing and a miss.
When I first saw this, my first impression, this looks like a bowling shirt.
It does look like a bowling shirt.
It looks like if you put buttons down the middle, it's like a professional bowling shirt.
The away
PBA
kit.
Shirt.
Looks like something Guy Fieri would wear, like on a night out.
Guy Fieri in his blue period.
Yeah.
Well, blue or purple, I can't tell.
It's blue in some pictures, purple in others.
It's really, like, this is a picture of a person wearing the kit, and it's straight up blue. And I think it looks better than when it's on Messi here.
I just don't get the flame.
And it's purple.
I don't get it.
It's kind of like almost Art Deco-y, but also just minimalist. It's a strange
You can't have
feel.
One or the other.
Yeah.
You gotta pick one. Gotta pick one. Can't have both.
It's just too confusing. I don't know what to do with this kit. It keeps it out of A tier.
Yeah, which
is better than C, though.
The home kit.
The home kit is just so good.
Out of the park, Adidas. Well done. Think we gotta put it in. Does it knock it down to C?
No.
No,
I think it's good enough
away
to stay
kit saves
B-tier.
It.
If we're gonna put Wales in B tier, I think Argentina belongs in B.
Yeah, so far, Adidas. Doing all right. Two for two and B.
It's because they let the countries be individual countries. Nike, with their template, is really restrictive. We'll see that more as we go through.
I almost went on a little tangent about the U.S. kit. Not going to go there. Every time I see it, it just makes me mad.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know what you call them. Eagle people.
Fighting eagles.
Interesting. Now, this is another Nike kit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got the same
stitching.
There was
actually designs involved here.
But there's actually designs involved here.
Got to tell you, I like them.
The white has this ghosted feather pattern across it.
Is it my favorite? No. But does it work?
But it's something.
Yeah.
You know, it's trying to be something. And then the other kits are green and... I'm not exactly sure what pattern this is supposed to be, really.
I don't know. It looks cool.
It kind of looks like...
Actually, it looks like they sold Nigeria's kits from, like, 3 years ago. And it's like, what if we just did that?
If they had something similar to the white one in the green, I think I might put this B. But I think I think the greens keep it C tier.
Really? You think so?
It's not D.
No, I was middling B a little bit, but I could go C. I'm not the biggest fan of the white. The green looks pretty good to me.
I think
a fan of out there kits.
If they had ghosted these feathers with green instead of gray, I think that could have made this nice. Just like a little splish, a little splash.
Of Nike, green. We are available to help design kits.
We will consult you for a minimal fee. I almost said free, but for a minimal fee.
Nothing free. No free plugs.
No free plugs, except it's for our free podcast.
Free podcast.
Next up, Mexico.
The arrivals to the south.
And let me tell you, dude, their kids are kind of great.
Are they?
Now, just wait till the whites.
The green kit, it's a classic.
It's a classic. So many stripes. Yeah. So many stripes.
Just a lot going on.
But
it looks good.
With the red socks, it looks good. The white, but this one.
Oh!
This one's really cool. It's like an Aztec-inspired type stitching.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's got this cool Quetzalcoatl thing. Adidas.
Look,
on the inside too. Got this the feather dragon. I think it's called the Quetzalcoatl. Quetzalcoatlus is the dinosaur named after it.
Yes.
Look at that. Look at the deep green. This is an S tier kit.
It is hard for me to root for Mexico because our rival.
I didn't want to like it.
But these kits, Adidas, well done.
And even the off-colored white socks, I think it just makes... It's kind of a classic kit here.
These are S-tier.
This is S-tier.
This is S-tier.
Do we keep it S-tier with the greens, though?
Yeah, because it's a they did a good design, and it's a classic Mexico kit.
You know what? Do we have anything... we don't have a point of comparison. We may come back to this one. We may come back and re-adjudicate this later. I would put it in S tier right now.
This is an S tier.
Just because the white kit is so good.
Beautiful kit.
Really good.
Whoever designed that at Adidas, well done.
I wish I had put it as the picture for this, but you know.
But I mean,
hindsight is 20/20.
Classic Mexico.
Argentina's Argentina's.
Beautiful kit.
Moving on to, I think.
This is Poland.
This is Poland, yes.
Poland.
Yep, Poland.
The fighting Robert Lewandowski's.
He's old.
He's getting up there, yeah.
Nike, so they've got that same arc over the shoulders.
They put some design into it. I'm not sure what it means.
Yeah, like what is it? Is it like frozen alpine lakes? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's really plain other than that. I mean, Poland... Their kits are typically pretty plain.
This is out there for Poland.
Their flag is literally just a red box on top of a white box. That's all it is.
This is out there for Poland.
And the reds are classic.
I like the red.
It's clean.
It's clean. That's all you can really do.
It's
clean.
And it's, you know, similar to how much we appreciate the white Centennial kits from the USA because they were so clean, this kind of hits that same sort of vibe.
Mm.
It's better than the white.
I do like these. I think the red saves it to a B. I think if the white kit was better, it could have been an A. Because it's one of those times where simple is probably better. But Poland...
I'll let you have a B on that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, now we're moving on.
Well, wraps up Group C. Much better group for
kits. Yes,
so far, the winner as far as kits are concerned.
So Group D, starting off with France.
These might be some more S tiers right here.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Beautiful.
The
navy blue and gold. The collar is subtle.
The stitching is subtle. It's very architectural. Yes. Almost very, very reminiscent of like Notre Dame.
This looks like a cup that world champions would wear.
Yeah. This is this looks like the one that you would wear after that. It's fantastic.
Like this is the one you're like, oh yeah, they're the best.
We're bosses. Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And it's, you know, when Nike goes solid colors, it kind of hides the weird body paneling.
Mm.
So that kind of folds into that. Yeah, and with the red socks, it looks really good. I don't know who this player is, though.
I don't think that's a player.
I don't think it's a player either.
That guy's legs are too skinny.
Yeah. And this one's out there.
Ooh.
The whites, it's got...
It's like a training kit, but in a good way.
It's got this very interesting architecture drawings. Like, you know, like a China plate, but with French architecture.
Of course. Naturally, as you would.
Of course. But it's... Listen, it's very interesting. You know what? Those blue, I think they went too blue with the shorts.
Yeah, though. Those are very blue.
Went too blue with the shorts. This is the
goalkeeper. Is that the keeper kit?
This is the keeper kit. I threw it in here.
Purple keeper kit? That's nice.
The purple kit.
Actually, you know what? That looks exactly like something Hugo Lloris would wear.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
So, I mean...
I think I'm going to go out on a limb here. A tier, because the white kit just... It just looks like a little too much.
But is this worse than the Mexico kit? Is the Mexico kit combined better?
This is the best Nike kit we've seen. Nike kits.
I mean, just look at that.
I mean, the navy blue alone is
S. We'll keep it. Yeah.
We may return.
If we're ranking these individually, like, look at this kit. You guys can see this kit. Well, also, you can see
this. That would be an A. That would be an S.
This is an S for sure.
But I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of the away. We'll revisit. We'll come back.
We'll come back, review, feel like if we need anything else. Denmark's up next.
The only Hummel sponsored team.
Let me tell you, these are snooze fests. Bro.
Snooze fests?
Snooze fests.
Well, kind of hard to
see. No, wait. Huh? There's the red.
Yeah.
And there's the white.
Okay, how are they getting away with...
they made the same kit. They made the same kit for both of them and just changed the color. Like, you can barely even see their badge on the white.
How are they going to get away with that? There's no way they allow them.
The only, artistic thing they did were put, two chevrons on each shoulder. Like, look at this.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Come on, Hummel. Xander saw. I have a beautiful Hummel kit with me today. It is an AFC Wimbledon away.
Looks great.
Navy blue and gold. Those are great. This right here is not.
This is F tier.
This is F tier.
This is nothing here.
This is not great.
This is wearing a red t-shirt to your soccer match and wearing a white t-shirt to your soccer match. Essentially.
If you have to look hard just to see the logo.
I mean, look. Look at that.
Yeah, it's the same kit. It's just reversed.
There's nothing going on.
That's an F tier.
Horrible.
Joining some great company.
Yeah. Hey, at least we're not alone down there.
Yeah, well... Might as well be.
Up next, we got Tunisia, the ones where we don't know if these are actually the World Cup kits.
Yeah, well, not entirely
sure.
Oh,
they also made a black one of...
all black, too? Yeah. I kind of like the all black.
The all blacks are kind of cool.
Is that just for the keeper?
Or is no, I think that's an alternate. It's a third kit.
It's still F. Still F.
Oh, okay. I forgot that I added this in here. This is their alternate kit. It's not a third kit. It's like the special edition kit. And this one's actually pretty good.
Doesn't save them.
No, it doesn't save them. I don't
know. That is nice, though.
If they were to wear, retroactively, I'm going to put this in here. If they wear this alternate kit during the World Cup, I might bump them up to D tier.
I think they're going to have to wear these. Because isn't there a rule that you have to, whatever.
I don't know.
Still F for now. Could go up to D.
Still F for now. I mean, that one looks pretty
good. Looks better.
Here we go. Tunisia.
Little Kappa.
Little Kappa action. I used to have a Kappa. I bought a pair of Kappa boots once.
Kappa boots.
When I was way younger. Like, I don't know, 12 or something.
Whoa. It's way back then.
It's way back there. Who is this? Tunisia? Yeah, Tunisia.
Tunisia, Kappa.
We think these are their... World Cup kits, we can't find any for 2022. This is 2021, 2022, so I don't know. We'll see. They're fine.
They do have a design, but they don't have it on the sleeve for some reason, and it's the same design for red and white.
Same design
on the
for
kits.
Red and white. Yeah.
They're pretty boring, but I don't even think they're C. I think they're D.
Yeah, I think they're boring enough that they're D.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is us just getting worn out from all these kits, but...
Oh, no. We've been grading fantastically so far. Moving on to the last kits of the night. The pod, the morning. Whenever you're listening to this, the last one.
This one's an evergreen episode.
Yes. So whenever you're listening to this...
It's yours.
Australia. For those who don't speak Xander, that's Australia.
Yeah.
This is like the reverse side of the colorway of the Netherlands. No.
It's a different one. This is you going into my MS Paint and using the spray can option.
Yeah.
You just put like, I need like something on this gold to make it pop. And you're just like, yeah. Just like a little bit of yellow on there. The badge is huge.
It's a big badge.
It's a huge badge with a kangaroo and an ostrich.
An emu.
We're in Australia.
It's Australia. It's Australia. It's got the A-League kind of logo.
The full kit's fine. It's got the nice green shorts. White socks. I feel like they could do something more with the socks on this one.
Okay, I like the away kit.
The away kit. They've got no white.
It is. No white navy kits. Blue and teal.
Like robin's egg blue,
yeah,
kind of.
It's not even sky.
It's a little bit lighter, a little bit more green than sky, bit lighter than teal, a little bit lighter than robin's egg.
I don't love the collar area that drops down to like that
Nike,
arch.
It's Nike issue.
But overall, I don't hate it. I think it looks pretty good on players.
You know what it looks like? It looks like an alternate Seattle Sounders kit, is what it looks like.
Ooh.
With that X, you could fit that Xbox in there with the lighter
Xbox
color. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's Portland. You know, the alternate Portland Timbers kit.
No. Seattle was Xbox back in the day.
Yeah. I that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, one thing, they do have interesting, the numbers are off to the side underneath the Nike logo. That's interesting.
I like it.
Good. I haven't seen a lot of numbers for the other ones just because they haven't put them out yet, really. We'll see that.
Oof. I'm torn on this one. I just don't know.
The home kit,
the yellow gold-ish, is a D. But I like the away.
I mean, I was feeling C.
I think it bumps into a C.
I think you got to keep it at a C. I don't think you can't go B.
No.
It's not D.
Yeah. All right, so there we go with the first four groups. If you want to snag any kits, there are actually some available at Classic Football Shirts. So you can head over to classicfootballshirts.co.uk.
Check out the affiliate link in
the description.
Or on the website.
It's on our Twitter. It's on my FBR Instagram. Head over to that. Get yourself some great deals. They just added a lot of the World Cup kits. So you can head over there, get those. Make sure, use our link, but there's plenty of codes available for you to use at any time. If you want to get some boots, it's Viegas Footwear. You can use our code FBR10 at checkout, save yourself 10%. They have a lot of retro World Cup boots and a lot of new ones. And if you want to snag some that aren't even available on the site, head over to their Instagram and get a great deal. They are great to work with. I've ordered from them several times. They're fantastic. Shipped to me within like 2 days from California.
Wow.
I'm in Nashville. So great deals there. This wraps up the first part of this episode.
Yeah.
Part two comes out Monday, where we do the rest of the kit. And the whole ranked tier will be complete. We'll put that out probably as a post as well to show everyone where we kind of finished.
You know what?
Do you agree or disagree with us? Let us know. We are tough-skinned to a point.
And really looking at it, look, natural distribution. There's a bell curve right here. Look at that. Pareto distribution.
Yeah. I mean, are we harsh on the USA? No.
No, we are
accurate.
Yeah, in Mexico and France, they're obviously the best two kits right now. Best two kits we've seen so far.
Yes.
As a combined, as a single, I think you could put this one here.
So we decided to rank them together rather than
individually, just to save us time.
Save some time.
The Ecuador
blue kits. We have talked about that. The Ecuador blue kits would be S.
They're fire.
The
Argentina white kits. Those
just
S or A. Those are great ones.
It's just natural. Everyone else is just kind of USA. Yeah.
We'll see how the rest of the kits look on Monday.
Monday, tune in for that. Besides that, we will catch you
hot
cup of coffee early Monday morning. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys Monday.
Bye.